Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Bada mada 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 om. Bada mada 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 om. Those hairy bastards down the roads, do you know what they do? They don't do anything worthwhile. They get in the way, they make complaints, they complain about this sort of thing, they make problems, then they don't do the things, and then they go on to this other stuff, and then what the hell's up with that? And then they get all upset when somebody goes and cracks them on the side of the skull and says, bam, what do you want to do? Do you want to be a living human, or do you want to be a zombie? I'm more than happy to make you a zombie. I have no issues with this. I will take your little, scrawny little brains, I will reach inside and I go, and I'll eat those little bits of pieces, and you may end up with no pituitary gland afterwards. And what happens with no pituitary gland? Do you know what you get? You get nothing but a zombie. And then you walk around looking all faceted, and it's like completely phased. It's like, what you doing? I don't know. Okay. I want to eat some brains. Where are the brains? Can somebody tell me where the brains are? I'd like to find the brains. And then you get run over by another guy in the car because they're just like smacking away at all the other zombies. It's like, in your mind, those zombies were zombie walking around, and you're walking around, and you're walking around, and bam, somebody with a shotgun just takes out your brain. And, little brain you had left, because somebody else had already nommed on it, so what you were left remaining was just basically not much of anything else, and then it's like all this other stuff. And you know what? Really, the world should probably just mellow out a little bit and just go like om nom nom, and just om nom nom themselves, and everybody would be om nom nom happy. And I think that we could just all get together in one big happy hug and let the zombie eat everybody. And then the world would be all better. Everybody would be happy. Everybody would hide their cookies from me, and that would probably be not as much fun because I would eventually find them. I always do. I'm like that. It's what I do. I have a sniffer for the cookies. The cookies, they are me. If you can be anything, be the cookie, because being a cookie is something that everybody likes. Hi, EW. How's it going? Don't eat that cookie.
I'm putting the arm away. I'll numb on that arm later.
As if I believe you would eat an arm, young man.
I eat a chicken wing. Why wouldn't I eat an arm?
A chicken wing. A tiny little chicken wing. A little thing about quarter of an inch square. And
hey,
maybe.
Me and that chicken had words. I won.
Uh-huh.
He just, all he could do was, tell me he didn't give a cluck.
Well, he clucked himself, didn't he?
Boy, he did.
Oh, well, gee, howdy, gum, golly, gosh, and all that back-a-rack as well. I don't know. I'm just not going to go, because everybody else is going to go to hell anyways.
I was just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What? What? What are you going to say? What?
When alone. Mm-hmm.
What? 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 Vinny Barbarino here. What?
Are you going to, never mind, I'm not going
to. I am not going to, because I'm not really a Vinny Barbarino fan.
Yeah, I was waiting for, hello, Mr. Carter.
See, Horseshack was always better. He was just goofy as hell. But did you hear what they're remaking now?
No, well...
Gremlins.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's kind of like in all the whole silly land of everybody doing remakes. It's like, really? Really? You had to remake Gremlins? What the hell?
If I could go out, if I had the funding right now, I would create a movie right now called Remakes. And I would just totally dog Hollywood for remaking the same crap over and over and over.
Have you not seen the movie Rubber?
Sounds familiar. You have to remind me about it.
It's about the tire that rolls around and kills people by blowing up their brains?
I think I do remember this movie.
Okay, what do you think that movie was about? That's exactly what that movie was about. It wasn't a remake, it was a satire about Hollywood. About, hey, look, we can put any kind of crap on screen and somebody will buy and watch it.
Well, and that's why, I would do remakes. I would do spoofs of all the remakes they've ever done, you know, and this would be the perfect film to take all the B actors and put them in play to do this. Not a Sharknado type program, but, you know, literally, okay, we're going to remake Jaws, and, you know, you have to...
No. They did that. They've done that.
They're taking my ideas away.
It's called chimp movies.
Yeah, but I would really love to do one that just...
But the chimp movies were freaking funny.
I do know which ones you're talking about.
It's a whole series. There's a Jaws one in there.
They did. Well, it was actually like the, you know, Jaws in Fast Forward, in a sense. And you got five minutes of these monkeys acting out the... You
know. 3 minute scene of the movie, but done with chimps. It's like, yeah, dude, that shit's hilarious.
That was fantastic. But, you know, in the world of remakes, here we go. Why not? Oh, hey, Avengers came out last week, and here's the remake of Avengers.
Oh, I just remembered to watch another movie.
Oh?
It's called Avengers Grimm.
This actually sounds interesting.
Not really. It's an Asylum movie. Uh-huh. Do you know who Asylum is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So for those people who don't know Asylum is, they're like the Sci-Fi Channel, but a movie production company.
Right.
So they make a lot of B movies. Some of them are B because they're bad, and some of them are B because they're just low budget.
Yeah, and we talked about a couple of their films on the air already.
Oh, yes. Well, Asylum tends to be one of those companies that makes a bunch of movies like, yeah, I'll watch that. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't have watched that, but I'll watch that. So this movie, Avengers Grimm, is combining Avengers and the Brothers Grimm. So it is basically, the main premise is, four women, Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty,
and another one.
I can't remember the fifth one. But what they are is they're the fable characters for Grimm fairy tales, and they happen to be chasing a bad guy, and they lead into this world, and oh look, they've got their fable powers, and they're in modern day world, and it's just funny shit.
Hmm.
The girls are cute, they kick high.
It sounds like a live action version of Hoodwinked.
It's more like a live action version of Fables, which is a comic book series.
There's also video games, so is it anywhere close to the video game?
I'm not familiar with the video game, so I can't say.
I don't either. I would just... Yeah. But there is a video game called Fables. I don't know if that's...
Oh, the Fables is probably based on the comic book as well.
Probably.
Yep.
We'll go with that, yeah.
And Mark is correct. I would love to see some Dark Horse hero movies. Fables would be a good one to choose if they ever actually got around to it, even though with TV shows like Once Upon a Time and what's the other one? I can't remember the other one.
You know what I'm doing.
Grimm. Those ones would get probably mixed in with the chaff. But it's a fun movie. What the hell is his name? Lou Ferrigno is in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
He's got a full-on action part. It's like, dude, it's hilarious.
What was that? I was watching a show. I can't remember which one it was, but it was hilarious because they were doing this scene where Lou Ferrigno was the bodyguard for this one girl who actually turns out to be the murderer or the thief.
No idea.
He's like, you know, I really want to tell you I'm in love with you. And he turns around. It's the wrong person. He's not bad for acting when he needs to.
He's corny in this movie.
Yeah.
I will say that quite clearly. He is corny in this movie. Everybody in this movie is corny. But it's fun. It's what we call an okay time waster.
We could do, how about this? We'll do, instead of calling it remakes, we call it corny.
Corn makes.
Corn makes, yes. Corn flakes. There we go. We'll just call it corn flakes.
Corn shakes.
Mm.
Corn flakes. I don't like corn flakes. That's a trademarked name.
If I was going to go with corn shakes, I would probably do that as a kind of like a knockoff of porn.
Corn quakes.
There you go. I like that one.
Corn quakes. Yeah, that's better. I'm not doing earthquake, but we are doing...
Dude, I would totally...
2015 earthquake.
I would take a scene, do a scene of Field of Dreams.
Oh, man, I really did not like that movie.
No, but think about it. Cornquakes. You know, it's a spoof of their
cornfields with earthquakes.
Yeah, a big old earthquake. Yeah, sucking them all in. Everybody's like, yeah!
Well, we had that one scene in, what the hell movie was it? 2012. Yeah, it's Woody Harrelson. It's like, dudes, man, peace, love, and all this other shit. Dude. Right now, he's like, holy shit. And he gets swallowed up by the volcanic monster volcano eruption as a result of the earthquake.
Yep.
It's like, dude. Sorry, I'm going into the whole dude phase now. That movie was really bad. 2012. That was a horrible movie.
It was. It was just... Yeah.
And every time I see trailers for this new earthquake movie coming up this summer with The Rock, I keep thinking, wait, didn't they do this movie in 2012 already?
Well, no, this is supposed to be more based on the potential of a massive earthquake hit in California.
So was 2012.
No, well, no, 2012 was the entire world, all the devastation and all
yes,
the
yes, but starting from California.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, there were so many impractical things within there.
Okay,
that
he's speed driving a limo through the streets as they're splitting apart.
You're reading my mind right now at this
okay,
moment.
Okay, that was like, no, I don't care what you do in a speed car, maybe. In a limo, no way in hell. Mm-mm. Are you going to fly jump a limo across over another couple of cars to beat a chasm that's opening up slowly in front of you?
Well, no. Uh-huh. And if the limo wasn't enough, it was the RV later.
Oh, the RV is like, whatever. The limo was the one that killed me because the body size, chassis, weight, the whole thing's like, no, you can't go flying with a limo. You can't drive like that. You can't bank corners like that. You can go very, very fast in a straight line, sure, but you can't maneuver as much as fast as a regular car with a limo.
Well, you know how they fishtail? I mean, the limo can be fishtailed like that.
Sure.
And it's a typical routine in films that people don't know, but it's the emergency brake. Pulling the emergency brake actually causes the the back end to turn like that.
Yes.
And they release and they can keep going.
We call it doing donuts in Canada.
Yeah, love doing donuts.
I like eating donuts, but I just don't like doing the donuts in the parking lot. But that's a popular thing to do up here during wintertime. It's like, hey, we got time to kill. Let's do donuts. You just go do donuts in the parking lot. It's like, oh my God, you people.
As Homer Simpson walks by.
Yeah. When you see the guys who can do the figure eight donuts, that's impressive stuff.
Right?
Okay.
Well, they got some talents in their cars. I mean,
What you're doing. You can do pretty much anything with stuff.
Well, great example. I don't know if you watched any of them. There's a couple of movies with John Cena in it, but there's one I can't remember. Oh, 12 Rounds. That's what it's called.
Nope, haven't seen it.
In this movie, he's having to haul ass in cars.
Like Transporter?
No.
Because that's a good movie.
Transporters were great movies. I like Jason Statham. But in this one, he's hauling butt in cars. And every scene except for the fire truck, you know, he is in the fire truck, but there's somebody else who's driving that. But every scene you see the stunts with the cars, he's actually driving them.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy knows how to do the stunts with the cars, which I'm impressed. You know, you don't get the star to actually do that often.
Have you ever seen a series called Epic Mealtime?
No, but I've had an Epic Mealtime.
Okay, well, Epic Mealtime is a guy show in which they make these colossal meals. It's like no one in their right mind would eat these meals because these are just ungodly bad and unhealthy for you. They made a lasagna with like 30 burgers gotten from a bunch of different burger joints, different special sauce cheese, and made this huge lasagna thing. But there's this one episode where this racing guy, I can't remember the name of it, but this racing guy is like a famous trick speed racer. Like he actually does racing tours and whatever. But he's doing this one thing, and they're in the one warehouse where they're filming an episode of Epic Mealtime. And he's doing donuts around the filming of them in the warehouse.
Wow.
And it's freaking awesome. So it's like, okay, that stuff I kind of get a kick out of. It's interesting and amusing and fun to watch. But I would never try it.
See, now that leads me to a question. Have you seen John Wick yet?
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
So explain the reason of him doing all that at an airport.
Doing all what at an airport?
All the wild driving he's doing at that airport. Remember how he comes in, he comes shooting out of the hangar, and he's doing donuts and...
Shock him.
Yeah.
What it is. It's shock and roll.
It's just like, dude, that had nothing to do with the movie.
Well, yeah, it didn't have anything to do with the movie, but it looked good in the movie.
Yeah, okay, so you're not going to get your car scene chased, so...
Mostly it's about that one wimpy guy who's like the bad guy's butler. It's like, oh yeah, give me a gun, I'll take him out. Poof. Yeah, okay, that was pretty useless.
Right?
Yeah, that was hilarious, that scene. My favorite scene in that is, what the hell's his name? Rodriguez? No, not Rodriguez. Paul Rodriguez?
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo is talking to Mr. Bad Guy Chief Dad. He's like, I understand you punched my son. Yeah. He stole the car from somebody and then brought it here and then killed the guy's dog. Who did he do? John Wick. Hang up. Scene was awesome. It's like, Leguizamo looks at his phone. It's like, oh yeah, I guess he got the message then. Click. I'm out of here. No, there were parts of that movie that I enjoyed, and the parts of the movie is like, okay, well, it's kind of obvious that Buddy Boy is helping him, so I think he's kind of got covered on that part, and why would he be helping him?
Well, that's the part that never was answered.
Exactly. It's like, okay, so they're friends. Actually, they're more like close working associates. They're familiar with each other. They know each other. They have a relationship that says, yeah, you got to help? Yeah, you need help? Okay, we help. But why would one do what he did to help the other guy? And it's like, it just didn't seem to make any sense.
I got a feeling, and I'm not sure if it's going to be worth it, but I got a feeling they're going to come out with a prequel, because you got this backstory of him that just really is not defined in the movie.
I don't think they will.
You don't think so?
No. And the reason I don't think so is because Keanu doesn't seem to be doing any repeat movie appearances. He does a movie, and then he's gone. And I think that's the best thing he could do.
He did all the Matrix, and...
The Matrix was when he was getting big and popular. Now he's probably popular enough to like, yeah, let's get Keanu Reeves in our movie. Okay, I like this movie. Let's do it. And wait, no, I don't want to do another one of these. I did this already. Now I'm going to do something else. That's the impression. The last six movies he's done, none of them relate to each other.
This is true. None of them do. But I don't know. You look at John Wick and you can see a series in there.
You can totally see. You can see a Jack Reacher series. You can see a Ghost Recon, Mission Impossible. All those goofy-ass...
new Mission Impossible out.
Yeah. Huh?
They already made a new Mission Impossible.
I know. That's what I'm saying. All of these properties that they put out, you can definitely see the potential for doing that. But if I was Keanu Reeves, I wouldn't do another one.
Well, you know what the difference is between the Mission Impossibles and all Keanu Reeves movies?
They made money?
No. Well, yeah, that too. Cruise has ownership in the Mission Impossible movies.
Right.
And so that's why he's still going into it.
Right.
He says, I want another movie. They're jumping off of it.
Well, yeah. Tom Cruise has the commanding respect of the Hollywood environment because he makes money when he shows up in a movie. So that means it's got guaranteed investment property.
And that's why I first saw a part two to Top Gun.
Right, and I'm sure they'll do it.
Eventually.
Because he's that kind of guy. He's like, oh, money? Yeah, okay, I'll do it. What? I have to play a bad guy? Sure, whatever. No problem.
You know what Tom Cruise is going to do? He's going to pull a Stallone here very soon. And he's going to come back and say, I want to do the finishing of X film. Like, Stallone came back. He wanted to do the finishing film for the First Blood series. He wanted to do the finishing film for the Rocky series. And it was all his script and all his stuff.
And how well did they do?
Exactly. And that's what's going to happen with Cruise. That's going to be Cruise's bomb right there.
Cruise should remake the final movie from Legend.
That would be awesome.
Okay, the movie was one of his first movies ever, and one of the few movies that I really liked him in. And I would really love to see Mia Sara again, and most of the other people in that movie, because I love Legend. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. But I don't think any of them are spry enough to do it again. And then it should be his very last movie. Legend 2. Enter the Light. Enter Light! Bile, 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 bile. Are we still there? Yeah,
I'm here. I was just trying to respond to Keenan on Valkyrie.
I haven't seen it. I've got a copy of it somewhere. I just have never gotten around to seeing it.
I've seen it. I actually have seen it twice. I had to watch it a second time because there were some parts that I didn't quite understand, and I wanted to go back and say, okay, maybe I missed something.
Valkyries are the shield maidens of Brunhilde.
It wasn't based on that.
I know. It's a World War II thing.
Yeah, it was a code name for an attempt to assassinate Hitler.
Yes.
And it was a bad attempt, actually. But
well,
Cruise could have pulled. I mean, he did pull a good role. He played a good character and stuff. But I think there was just more to this movie. To me, it seemed like more of a I want to say somewhat of a documentary, but
documentary.
But with a
not a documentary. What the hell is a documentary?
It's a documentary.
Is that a Terry from a document?
Exactly.
Seriously?
Exactly.
Dude, what are you, in Texas? What the hell, man?
Somewhere close to there.
It's a documentary. Focus the syllable pronunciation in the proper places, please.
I like putting them in other places.
The SB's wrong, and then you will be hit with the ruler.
But it's worth a one-time watch. If you haven't watched it, it's worth watching.
Oh, I'll eventually get around to watching it. It's just I haven't gotten to it yet.
I don't know. I felt like the story was lacking something, even though it was based on supposedly the actual events. I felt like it was still missing something.
Yeah, I was just thinking the other day about a movie that I watched. It was like so much potential to it, and then it just really went flat. And I can't remember what movie that was. I was thinking about. I enjoyed the movie, but thought it was really lame that they did that. No, can't remember. However, on other movies, Interstellar.
Interstellar, yeah.
I know you haven't watched it fully yet.
No, I did not realize it was a three-hour movie.
Freaking movie. But the thing is, I really liked it.
I think you and I discussed the previews before on it, and you said you weren't 100% sure, but you had a feeling you were going to.
One of the main reasons I liked it is because they got a lot of the science right, or they're right-ish. It's not 100% accurate, but it's close enough to be right. It's like, okay, I could see how you would interpret it that way, and yes, I can see that flowing. Time dilation. They actually explain it well, so that it's presented properly, and it is not a movie about time travel. However, it is a movie that has implications about time.
Yeah, especially that one planet, poor guy that got left on the ship.
Which one? The ice one?
No, the first, the water planet.
Oh, dude, he was killed in an hour of landing. I love that.
I'm
like,
talking about the guy who got left on the ship. Remember the guy who got left on the ship? I can't think of
what. Oh,
the black guy?
Yeah, the other scientist guy.
Yeah, and they come back and he's like, oh my God, you're still alive. How long have we been gone?
24 years? It's like, what? Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That is, that's how that kind of thing would work. You know? I mean, it's... Okay, so Matthew McConaughey is basically a cowboy. And that's fine. Most astronauts, most pilots usually are. That's a mentality and a mindset that is actually put to a, okay, it's man-machine, flying, okay, we're going by the seat of our pants, Yeah, okay, that's the kind of character you would actually have. That's the kind of person that would normally gravitate to that kind of workplace and good. And as Keenan is also mentioning in the chat room about Contact, I loved Contact. That was a hardcore science fiction movie that was really leading up to the space race, and the aliens contacted us. Okay. The one thing I like about Interstellar, though, is the beautiful vista in the planets that they explored. Did you get to the ice planet?
Not yet.
Okay. Freaking cool.
Planet already. They're talking about looking at the next one.
Okay, so that's actually the ice planet they go to. That was freaking cool, the planet. The storyline that as it develops, so there's like, it's kind of predictable. I guess I kind of saw that. And that was the thing that does not work for me in Interstellar, is that it's like, yeah, I kind of figured that. And yeah, the big twist towards the end, it's like, yeah, that was cool, but yeah, I saw that coming. But other than that, I liked the way that they presented the science fiction. It was really good, solid. There's a lot of science behind this.
I would like to see, you know, because our residential NASA rocket scientist, Stephanie Osborne, I'd like to know what she thinks about the look of the black hole.
It's not like you could see it.
Well, you actually see the ship go through it for a certain point. Remember, they're in the beginning when he first goes through it, they're looking at these.
They're not going through a black hole. They're going through the periphery of the black hole. They're going through what the singularity point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the actual black hole. They do that later in the movie.
It was. I mean, it's interesting what you see. I mean, they really, I think they detailed a lot, but there's, I mean, of course, I'm not done with it, so I don't know. I'm probably missing some great stuff, but from what I've seen so far, it's got a strong story.
It's a good, strong story. I liked it. The epilogue ending was like, oh, that's cute.
It's probably predictable, though, right? The ending?
Call it two endings. It's like the ending, and then there's the epilogue. Okay. So it's like, don't just discredit the credits. Oh, no, yeah, it's before the end of the credits fully. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a good movie. For what Hollywood puts out right now, that was good science fiction.
Yeah.
But that's like comparing some other science fiction crap that's out there. And it's like, yeah, no, this is bad. Don't put out any more Battlefield Earth. Really? Just don't. That was bad, too.
That's just... Mm-mm.
It's actually on my top 10 worst movies of all time.
See, and it's the reason I don't watch it, because everybody keeps saying, this is the most garbage movie I've seen, and I'm like, not watching it.
Okay, do you want to know what the most important indicator is that I should have realized before I bought the movie when that came out? The movies released on DVD at that time all would release at $25.99 or whatever here, right?
Uh-huh.
That movie came out at $17.99.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yeah,
it was the cheapest movie that I had ever seen ever come out on an opening release date on like New Movie Tuesdays or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had full front counter display. I remember this very clearly, walking in. It's like, yeah, I wanted to watch this movie. So I was like, okay. I picked up the movie right away, put the movie on. It's like, what the hell is this crap? No, seriously, I used a lot of bad words after that day. It's like, dude. Seriously? I really wanted to write to the studios and say, what the hell? But I realized there's no point, because John Travolta and the Church of Scientology and everything else behind it is like, no, we are not going to listen to you. It's like, okay. News for them, the documentary, or however you pronounced it.
Documentary
about the Church of Scientology and L. Ron Hubbard and all that stuff happening in the background. That's coming out real soon, and it doesn't really put them in too good of a light to say, oh, look, they're worshipping aliens.
Right. Now, I will tell you, I've got four movies on my list to watch this weekend if I get the time.
What movies are they?
Divergent.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet.
Elysium.
I have seen that.
Scrolling down. The Lego Movie.
Love that movie.
I know, you told me that was one of the ones I had to watch.
I got it on Blu-ray, I got to watch that again.
And where's the last one right there? Wreck-It Ralph. I was told to watch Wreck-It Ralph.
That is a fun movie, too. I like it. Wreck-It Ralph is actually quite fun.
And it's not in this list. It's on another list, but Fury. That's the other one.
Which one? Oh, I've heard of it, but that's the sniper one?
No, that's the one about the tank. No, I've seen American Sniper.
Haven't seen that one yet, and I haven't seen Fury.
Fury is the one with the tank, about the tank, or at least that's what it seems like it's centered around.
That's the one with not Matt Damon, or is Matt Damon?
Is that a Matt Damon movie? No, that Elysium's the one with Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon's in Elysium, but isn't it Fury, some guy like Matt Damon?
Googling now.
Brad Pitt.
Is it Brad Pitt, really?
Brad Pitt.
Doggone it.
Oh, and look. One of my favorite actors in Hollywood, Shia LaBeouf.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man.
This is really turning me off of this already.
I don't like him.
I've been told this is one heck of a movie. It's really good.
I've heard a lot of people say good things about the movie. It's a war movie, so I just don't normally gravitate towards it.
Yeah, let's see. According to what I'm seeing right now, IMDb gives it a 7.7 of 10.
Which is fine. It's probably a good...
Rotten Tomatoes is a 77%.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that's probably very well-acted, well-scripted, well-done, everything else along that lines. But it's just, it's not going to hold my attention for very long. Because there's no monsters and no bloody splatter. Well, there's probably a couple of shots of splatter when the tank goes boom.
Yeah, there's a possibility there.
I'm sure there's some splatter scenes where it's like, boom.
You know, I'm sad.
I'm unfortunate for you.
Roscoe Pico Train.
Roscoe Pico Train.
He passed away yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that. Wait, one of the other Duke's boys passed away. Wasn't it Cooter? Cooter passed away a little while ago, didn't he?
Yeah, it's been a little while. But
and
yeah.
Then the sheriff passed away. Or not the sheriff, the mayor. The little fat round guy.
Oh, he's been gone for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's Boss Hogg.
Boss Hogg's. Yeah.
He's gone for a while now. But Roscoe Cotrain, he's the guy that, I guess.
Yeah, he's the sheriff.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember his name. If it was Jerry Best or I forgot what his first name was. Anyway, he was still very active in films and you know, working with people and stuff. And so, yeah.
Did you ever see the remake of that?
The one with Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I liked was...
she wore a nice bathing suit.
Oh, well, that too.
Yes.
They're like, head or gut? What do you mean? Hits them with the phone book.
Yeah.
That was like the best part.
It was a cute movie. No, it was a bad movie. I'm just leaving it at that. It was a bad movie. I don't know. But I think it's time for that intermezzo time. Do it! Do it now!
There
press
might be
the button.
There might be a pause. Just
oh
slight.
My god.
A little pause?
Jeez.
No pause at all?
No pause.
Okay.
I journeyed to the north, near what the preacher said. He said, arms toward the box of God, learn these words instead. Gold tooth reflecting, my advice is free. There's a trick to Christian values, and it's compulsory. Stay frosty, that's what the preacher man said.
Stay frosty.
His words still bracket in my head. Can't control your future, can't control your friends in a world without end.
Stay frosty.
Hey, yeah.
Stay frosty now.
Appeared to me. Voice heavy with the sands of time, he made me see. Same as Kabbalah day, but few it's free. God guides us on our journey, but careful with those feet.
Stay frosty.
In a world without end.
Stay frosty.
Like that ancient immortal said. Don't want him to get you go, don't show him where it's hit. And that's just what I did.
Stay frosty.
Woo! Look out!
Stay frosty now.
Use my hand, I won't look. I journeyed to the east and I struggled to stay afloat. A solitary Buddhist monk threw me a rope. Looked me in the eye and said, don't make me say this twice. You want to be a monk, you gotta cook a lot of rice.
Stay frosty.
In a world without end.
Stay frosty.
Work hard at this, my friend. Look beyond that confusion.
California coast, where the folks who know about frostiness stay frostiest the most. And my brand new landlord proposed me a toast. My West Coast toast.
Stay frosty.
Chanting like a mantra.
Stay frosty.
And there's nothing you can't handle. Far and wide, far as you ramble. Trust in our love, but tie up your camel.
Stay Frosty by Van Halen, because everybody should just stay frosty a little bit, a lot. Staying frosty, it's a very good thing to do. At least I would say so.
Totally tubular.
Totally. I don't know about the tubular part, man. Dude, you're going back too far. You're regressing too far back into the like the lame-o 80s and stuff.
Totally no, if I was gonna go 80s, I'd be, that's rad, man.
Okay, that's lame.
See?
Totally lame.
I rest my case.
However, I now wish to talk about two TV shows.
TV shows!
Yes. Everybody's favorite, and if they don't like it, they can suck a donkey's toenail.
Ew.
Exactly. You know, they're pretty disgusting, those things. Walking Dead Season 5 Finale. Woohoo! Wow, was I ever under-deflated. It was like, okay, there's a lot of story here, building up a lot of characters. Like, oh, Rick's doing his thing, and they're doing their thing, and it's everybody's going doing their thing, and Glenn did his thing, and he did his thing. And it's like, yeah. Spoiler alerts, people, okay? Spoiler alerts, just so that you've got plenty of time to crank the volume down, and hey, you know what? Spoiler alerts. I'll type that in the chat room, just so that everybody can be prepared for it with plenty of time. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
EW, did you put your spoiler alert ears on?
No, I got my spoiler alert ears on.
Okay, they didn't kill anybody.
No!
That's what I'm saying. Here I am, I'm thinking, he's going to die, she's going to die, he's going to die, he's going to die. Oh, wait, they did kill one person. But nobody liked him. And he deserved to die. It's just the, ooh.
The
really?
Minister, right?
Huh?
The minister, right?
No!
Really?
I wanted him to die. He so has to die first next time on season 6. He has to. He's a horrible, horrible person to have at the apocalypse. It's like a man of faith. And great, I have nothing against people who are of the, whatever faith, whatever religion that they want to believe in and everything that they want to follow. That's cool. This guy is so messed up in his belief system that he doesn't even understand what he wants. And he almost commits suicide. And he doesn't because he just realizes, I'm too afraid to die. Okay, you
yeah.
believe in a religion that says when you pass on, you're in a good place. Oh, unless you commit suicide. Oh, okay, dude. It's just, oh, he needs to die. He needs to die soon. He needs to die in episode 1 of season 6. And yes, it is called Build Up. I get that. But the thing is, it's got that little cliffhanger ending, which is not that big of a cliffhanger ending. And completely telegraphed towards it.
He might die in the first episode because everybody's going to be like, please do not bring that guy back.
Everybody. I think people dislike him more than they disliked Rick's wife.
Yeah.
Because there were people who still liked What's-Her-Face. Right? So mm-hmm. there were people that liked him. Nobody likes the preacher guy.
No, I agree. When he escaped from the church and brought all the zombies back, I was like, let him die. Just let him die.
And I think they did that deliberately. It's like, we need a tentpole character for everybody to really strongly dislike. Strong dislike. Anti-Facebook like button. Strong dislike.
Well,
it's him.
I have my dislike, and I don't know if he's died or not. Yes, I'm behind, folks, but I don't care about spoilers on this. The one guy who claimed, hey, we'll go to Washington, and I've got the way to save everybody.
He redeems himself.
For real?
Yeah. what the hell is his name?
Catch up.
Oh, crap, I can't remember his name. But he's funny. I like him. He's that one character who's like, you could put the most ridiculous thing in front of his face, and he's got an answer. He's wearing a freaking mullet in the apocalypse. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, well,
seriously.
He's the only one with a mullet. He's got to be the coolest one, right?
I don't know about the coolest one.
I thought it was cool to have a mullet. Or is that a bow tie?
Oh, okay. And Keenan mentions Wesley Crusher. I never liked Wesley Crusher in Star Trek either.
Wait, he's in this now?
No, he's not in this. It's just he's talking about how we screamed about people. It's like, oh, who can, like, no, he sucks. And it's the same kind of analogy, I guess. But when he plays in Big Bang Theory as a guest appearance every once in a while, I like him in that. It's awesome. But no, the preacher guy needs to die. Very quickly.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, he talks to the senator girl. Oh, Rick and his group, they're not good people. You shouldn't let them into this community. I'm a good person. You should let me in. But no, not Rick and the rest of them. They're evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? Dude. And I liked... Okay, so in this series, I like how they've built different scenarios ongoing over the last 5 seasons. And I like the community that they've introduced the gang to. But it is unrealistic to believe that this community of people who are very pacific and not too... Okay, well, yes, you're beginning to see some weird behavior in them. Having the one zombie hung up on a tree while they poke its guts out. Yeah, that's a little bizarre. But the fact that they don't know how to survive going into a supermarket or whatever where there's, quite frankly, going to be a lot of zombies about? Seriously? No. They'd be dead on their first or second, third or fourth foray out to picking foraging and stuff. It's like, that one bothered me. But everything else about this episode, I enjoyed it. It was a good story. It was great continuation of where the story... where the story has been building to, and I liked it. I just thought the ending was a little... That's it?
Tell me they didn't kill off Michonne.
No.
Good. Because to me, I think between her and Daryl, they're the two strong characters.
Michonne had one of the coolest scenes, which is basically the ending of the episode before the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that far up yet, are you?
No.
Okay.
I think I'm like 2 episodes after the mid-season.
Holy crap, man.
Yeah,
you still got road to go.
Yeah, I told you I was a little behind on that.
I think you're a lot behind, man. You're like almost half a season away now.
And I don't know.
We're 2 weeks, 3 weeks after the season finished. So you're half a season away.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Ha! See? Okay. So, anything else to say about Walking Dead? Come on, anybody in the chat room got anything to say about it?
I'm just trying to figure out who died. It's either, my guess is it's either Noah or, it's another small-edge character that we just didn't even think about.
Noah did not die in the Walking Dead season finale for season 5. That is correct.
No, you said no one, but I'm saying Noah, the little boy from...
And I'm saying Noah did not die in the season 5 season finale.
Mm-hmm.
He might have died some else, but not in that episode.
No, I know he's dead. I just
that's what I'm saying. It's like, yes, he might have died somewhere, might have died someone else. but not in season 5 episode finale. One person did die, yes.
What do you think about this spinoff from it now?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't know how it's going to play. It sounds like, oh, they're going to have a drama. And it's like, oh, look, and they're going to have a set time period as to when everything happens, because then you get into The Walking Dead.
Well, it's supposed to be The Walking Dead, but in Los Angeles.
No. The spinoff is supposed to be a prequel as to how the apocalypse happened.
Okay, I think I saw a wrong preview then. Because yeah. The way I see it is it's happening in Los Angeles, and it's starting up where it starts in the original Walking Dead.
No, the way I understand it is that it's going to be, I think, L.A. anyways, but it's going to be, and then the breakout happens, but it's all the stuff leading up to it. So it's like, okay, but you've got a finite period here. You start this at 2012 and da-da-da-da-da. Great. Now in 2015, you've got the apocalypse going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
So, but I am happy to report that I have seen a new show that I enjoyed.
What's the new show?
iZombie.
I still have reservations about it.
Okay. If you are a fan of the comic book as myself, you will not like the TV show in general.
Thank you, because I did not like the previews.
If you like humorous, slightly sardonic, feely-goody type kind of horror, but kind of horror light, you'll enjoy this movie. It's a TV series. It's actually quite amusing. I enjoyed it. The first 3 episodes I've seen is like, okay, this is kind of cool. I'll watch the rest of it. The girl that they have playing the main character really fits the bill for that character. Their preamble is kind of like, wow, that is over-the-top cheese. Mm-hmm. But that worked. It really is kind of soft edges on everything story-wise for all of the characters. But it is one of those shows that is kind of on the mild side.
Look at what channel it's on, and you'll understand why.
Exactly. It's a CW show.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I looking at the show on its own merits, I enjoy it. It's light. It's fluffy. It's not anything serious. But it's kind of amusing.
Actually, I think the only wild show that's can live up to its hype is Supernatural. I don't think any other CW...
I would beg to differ.
From CW?
I'm not a fan of Supernatural.
Well, no, but I'm saying Supernatural has the blood and guts versus all these other shows that they're putting out. They're just not there. I mean, even Arrow, we've seen people get stabbed and we've seen people get hit with arrows, but you don't see the bloody moments of it, you know, like you would... while Supernatural, well, they're taking heads off. You see the heads roll. I mean, it's there. I think that's their goriest show of them all.
Okay.
I'm just comparing the one. I mean, it's like honestly, if they were going to keep Constantine on, network stations like, you know, the big five, then I would see CW taking it up and probably keeping it in the standard that it is now. But if I don't know if the word is official or not that somebody else I think it was Sci-Fi who said they were picking it up, right?
Remains to be seen.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that's not the case. I'd really like to see A&E pick it up, and then you can really see the dark side come out.
Well, Sci-Fi can run a dark side series.
No.
Dude, did you not see Battlestar Galactica?
Yes, but this is Constantine, dude. I mean...
True, but done with the right people, done with the right backing, they can do a dark series. I'm not saying they're great on everything, but they've had some good, solid production. I mean, they did Dune as well, and that was freaking awesome. And I don't, if you're familiar with the storyline, that is an extremely dark series.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when sci-fi really could put out some good programs.
But they are trying to reinvent themselves to actually be Sci-Fi Channel again. No, no. I mean, this is what I'm saying. They've been started trying to do serious programming that would be. I don't know. I don't actually get the channel, so I don't watch it. I get the occasional movie and whatever.
Can you rebound from the stuff that you've had out? That's
sure
my,
you can.
I'm hoping so. I really
look at what Piranha did.
Yeah.
Okay. First movie was like funny. Second movie was like that's bad. Third movie was like oh my god, that's hilariously bad. But done on purpose, so it's like double awesome.
Right.
What's his face being so happy that his penis is the first penis ever recorded in 3D on a movie? Yeah, Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, that's funny, stupid, but it was funny. And then when they did Piranha 3DD, that was hilariously good. Ving Rhames, I'm deathly afraid of fish and water. And they amputated my legs. Take my leg and start beating the crap out of these stupid fish.
That's the guy that I was trying to remember his name of.
Ving Rhames?
Yeah. We were talking about the Kingpin in a conversation the other day. And, of course, Michael Clark Duncan had passed away. So, obviously, he couldn't reprise his role. And I was like, why not choose Ving Rhames to fill in?
Because Ving Rhames doesn't want to do that.
I mean, did they really break in and say, you know, hey, would you like to do this role? I just don't. I mean, I see him being able to. Oh, Jack, that explains it. Okay, I did not know that, but
well, now you do.
Yep,
verified by the Jack.
Yep,
because if he don't know Jack, you don't know Jack.
And maybe NBC feels like they got a better place to get the dirty side of Constantine now.
Well, yeah. I mean, NBC is not known for gritty, dirty, dark, the deepest aspects of the abyss sort of stuff. And sci-fi isn't either, but at least they can try and give it a shot.
But this leaves a good question. If it's owned that way, like he's saying, they don't have to change the name.
Correct.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah. And then what he just said right now, too. Uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, the problem is a show like that is not made by the studio, per se. It's made by another company that is co-produced by that studio. They don't make it on NBC Studios lots. They probably make it on all sorts of other slots and just co-opt the name for NBC because NBC is part producing it.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the way Hollywood works nowadays, where it's not one company is actually doing it. It's not one director doing it all. It's one company working with another company, working with another company. I've seen movies have up to 5 different production companies involved in doing the movie. It's like, how do you guys coordinate that thing so that the movie's even half decent?
I told you I've been approached by sci-fi, right?
I've been approached by... No, I haven't.
No, they wanted to do The Mortal Vampire, but they wanted to do it as one of their, I don't know what you would call those kind of movies.
B movies?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go for it? That would have been fun.
Two reasons. They wanted to totally go away from the book itself. They wanted to create their own script, a whole different story in a sense with the title. And they wanted it to be out of Louisiana.
And would you get paid for it?
All of $500.
Then fuck that.
That was my comment.
So if you're going to take my name, it's like, you know my name. My name is good on this. This is a good name. Property title. Good name. And then you're going to jump by some bitch it up with some crawfish and all that other stuff? No!
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I could totally see, you know, the same storyline kind of fitting in New Orleans towns.
Yeah,
I mean, especially
the whole vampire pastiche fits anywhere.
Yeah. So I could totally see that going that direction. But just the way they wanted to, you know, no, you're slaughtering a good thing. No.
Okay. So when sci-fi contacts me and they want to put thousands of dollars into my production, I'll let you know.
Yeah, well, thousands of dollars is a whole other story.
Exactly.
$500 is not a good story.
They're going to do a TV show based on my poetry, which it's you can get on Amazon and all those other fun places, separate and succinct, disparate and distinct. messed up, mayhemic, maniacal, madness, poetry, grimdark. I get a kick out of that name for a genre. Poetry. It's good for the soul. It makes you happy. Well, it may not make you happy, but it may make you say happy. It's like, oh, look, dark over there, too.
Hey, you know, if you don't have it right now, you could go get the free TMV Cafe radio app from Google Play, soon to be on iTunes. And there's a part in there where you can go and click and purchase your book.
Yeah, buy my book. Buy it now. Buy many copies. Share it amongst your friends. Give it to the Smurfs on the street. If you see a Smurf on the street, you can kill him with my book. They're not big. They're small.
If you choke a Smurf, does he turn? What color does he turn?
Purple.
I thought so.
That's why you eat the purple.
Ah, purple.
That's why you beat the heads off. Bite the heads off first.
Purple tastes like wax.
I have nothing to say to that. I've always thought purple tastes more like grass.
No, grass tastes like grass.
No, I don't like grass.
No?
Grass is bad, man.
Tell the animals that. They eat it.
That's why I eat the animals, so they can process it for me.
They're so tasty.
Exactly. I had meat today.
Oh, sounds meaty.
Yes, it was very breakfasty.
That was just breakfast?
I had the big breakfast for lunch today.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Lots of food. Yum, 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 yum. But we are almost at that time where the show ends. That makes me sad. But yeah. It makes me happy because then I can go read new comic books.
Or listen to the show that's coming up after because there's a live guest.
There's that too. I hear you have some young lady coming on the show.
I do. I have the amazing and talented Paige Shannon.
See? And she can sing too.
Yes, and her father can write.
And he plays music too.
Yes, he does.
Although I don't think he does it anymore.
Actually, I think in a couple of her songs on her CDs, you'll hear the banjo, and that's him.
Except to help her play.
Yeah.
See? That's the same thing as what I said. Dude. Dude, man. Just exactly. Dude. Holy crap, I just realized how many comic books I got this week. There's a whole stack over there.
You got a lot.
I got a few. Yeah, I'm going to release...
Is it the big comic book event happening this weekend or something?
Which one?
I don't know. I got a friend who works for a comic book store, and she posted one, but...
There's during the summertime, like starting about 3 weeks ago or whatever, there's like conventions every weekend. Horror conventions, sci-fi conventions, comic book conventions, just cosplay conventions even, for crying out loud. All the way up until like October 31st, kind of. For Toronto, for my side of the world, the really, 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 really big comic book convention comes up end of August.
End of August, wow.
Yeah, and it's a huge show. 125,000 people in the doors.
You know, when did they do the free comic book weekend or
free
something?
Comic book weekend? Sorry, free comic book day is the first Saturday in May.
Okay, so it's next month. I knew it was coming up.
Yeah, it's not a convention. It's basically it's a marketing event that the comic book industry shares with the retailers.
Gotcha.
Because it's not as a retailer, the comic books are not free for us. But they're not very expensive.
Gotcha.
So as part of the marketing thing is to try and get people to read comic books, we give out free comic books. And these particular special edition comics are by various, actually a crap ton of different publishers, samples of past work or preludes to new work coming up, or just examples of some of their current ongoing series is right now. And it's meant to be a way to try and stimulate new readers into reading different stuff. I mean, the stuff that I brought in for Free Comic Book Day is stuff that I've never read, but they look neat. So I was like, I'll read them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's really good, I'll bring it in and share it with other people. Say, here, if you like this kind of reading, you might like this kind of reading. So I like Free Comic Book Day because it's a great marketing thing.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds awesome. Yeah. Totally worth it.
I mean, some of the comic books that put out for Free Comic Book are like full-fledged comics. The manga stuff, when they put it out, it's like, that's a full-fledged freaking book. But some of the other ones is like, wow, that's skinny.
Speaking of skinny, so is our time.
Hey, that wasn't very funny or nice. So, just as a quick thing reminder for everyone, go join us on the After Rot Facebook page, the Twitter, and if I ever get around to the Instagram, I'll probably do something about that, but I don't want to show pictures of stuff like that, because, hey, I'm going to show pictures of corpses. Oh, yeah, by the way, New Girls and Corpses came out this week, too. Come on to the show every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Do it regularly. Do it frequently. Do it all the time. And have a pleasant one. Thank you all for coming out. Be nice. Be well. Play. Just play. And EW, thanks for coming on again.
Yes, sir.
And everybody in the chat room, y'all have yourselves a good one. Be good and be kind and be brightness.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.